May God forgive us.
Or else you'll burn in hell. Oh, baby, put me under your spell, your spell.
Following your footsteps all the way up into the stairwell.
And welcome to the Apocalypse.
Oh, God.
Well, at some point, we'll revisit that because we put a little bit more effort into it this time than we usually do.
But that might have been our undoing, our unraveling.
Well, speaking of unraveling, we might as well just get into it.
Are there any words more gross and disgusting than welcome to the Apocalypse?
Wow.
Is there anything more vile?
What about last week on the Apocalypse?
Well, you know, the whole, yeah. Speaking of things that have been unraveling, we have a guest who's unnamed, but he's got something to say. So, previously on the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I stand before you here today, this great nation of ours faces what Roy Moore called a spiritual battle. And that's a battle for the soul of our country. Because, my friends, my fellow Christians, we are in a war. We are in a war with an enemy who wants us to be like all those other countries in the world. And let me tell you, we don't want to be a country like Turkey. We don't want to be like Portugal. We don't want to be like Iran. We're only going to be like the United States of America, united
Christ
under God.
Jesus.
Oh, praise his fucking name.
Oh, my God.
America.
Those people, those Antifa, they want to turn you into something you're not. They want to take all your little boys and turn them into girls and send them all to Smith College, I swear!
Those commie bastards.
They want to take all of your money and they want to give it to black people. Reparations is what's on their minds.
Taking away the American way of life. I mean, this country was built on the Bible.
What about George Soros?
Oh! Thank you very much, Patrick. George Soros. George Soros is the man behind the curtain. He is our Wizard of Oz. Pulling all the strings.
Like a puppeteer.
Getting all those liberals out into the street for $15 an hour. How do you think they pay the rent in Brooklyn, New York? Oh, we are under threat. We are under such a threat, you can't even fuck a 16-year-old anymore without them telling you you ain't fit for office. I don't know how we're supposed to do it, America. I don't know how we're supposed to deport all these Mexicans if we can't have sex with teenagers. But by God, and with Jesus by our side,
we will drive out the horde.
He just 8-miled it.
Like,
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you only got one shot. You know, Mom Spaghetti.
Yeah.
I don't watch those filthy liberal movies.
The rapping movies. Tell us a little bit about
them rapping movies.
Might as well. This could go through another.
Them rapping movies about M&Ms. M&Ms only belong in candy bags and in my mouth.
What kind of other receptacles?
That's the only place they'll melt.
They belong. M&Ms belong in the grocery store in those coin operated little machines. Where
do they belong
go
in jars
and around, and in jars?
And do they belong in bars?
And they belong in bars, but never on the big screen. M&Ms rapping. What has this world come to? The liberals have taken control, everyone, and they are perverting our society.
Is this what the founding fathers would have wanted?
The founding fathers would be so disgusted.
George Washington is just rolling
pausing
over.
To say, George Washington.
As the horde advances, the enemy is
the
on our
horde.
Doorstep. Mexicans along the southern border and liberals and Muslims along the northern border. What are we going to do, America? Are we going to let people who look slightly different than us into this country?
Hell no.
Are we going to allow this great nation of ours to become something that it wasn't always?
Fuck no!
Well, you know what you have to do, America. You have to get down with having sex with teenagers so that you can deport all these people. You have to buy a gun so that you can use it, so that you can use it against a transgender person.
Those commie bastards.
You gotta stop using condoms so that we can have prayer in our schools all the time.
Fuck condoms. I don't like them anyways.
You've got to...
Oh, wow, that was an awkward place for it to end.
You've got to listen to country music to get rid of all the abortion.
That's
which has
true,
swept
though.
This land.
I mean, like country music is just diametric. You actually can't have an abortion. Like, it locks it in.
Keep it up.
Well.
Keep it up.
Well, that. America. If we can find the strength within ourselves to drive out the Antifa and the Rothschilds and George Soros and the Muslim Brotherhood out of Dearborn, Michigan, we can get them out of the rest of the country. Gonna get a hallelujah.
Oh, fuck
praise
yeah.
Praise Jesus.
Oh, praise him.
And when the country is pure at last, then we can lay our children to bed. We can lay our...
Daddy, thank you so much, Daddy, for taking care of all those globalist cucks. Oh, now I can sleep so well.
Oh, son, I'm so glad. I'm so glad I won't wake up tomorrow with you saying you're a woman.
Oh, no problem, Daddy. Hey, Daddy, would you read me a bedtime story?
Okay, son. Here's a bedtime story.
About that evil man.
Oh, that evil George Soros. That evil George Soros got on the radio and he told them all to get in the streets. He told them all to get in the streets and propose such silly things like telling the police not to shoot you on sight. But don't worry, son. That was a time before you were here. Before you were here, a policeman couldn't shoot you in the head. A policeman couldn't rip out your eyeballs if they see you wearing a shirt that said Nirvana.
Oh, Daddy, tell me more about the evil man. Tell me more about the beautiful crops that were there before George Soros.
Well, George Soros was what we called a globalist cuck.
Oh, my God. Did Mr. Soros fly in on a plane and then spray chemicals all over our fields, and that's why we can't have any more coal?
Well,
the coal fields.
Over the coal fields.
The great coal harvest of 87.
He seeded the coal field. Sorry.
Oh,
tell me, Daddy.
You must be studying, son. Yeah, I know
your
in
Bible,
school they've been
Book of Exodus.
I know in school they've been teaching you all about the great coal harvest, but they didn't teach you what happened before that, did they?
No, they Daddy, please tell me.
Oh, well, at first George was out there telling people to disobey the police, and that's when the dark times started.
Oh, Dad, no, the dark times. I'm so scared thinking about them.
Oh, well, they would get out there. They would get out there in the streets of New York City and San Francisco, and they would say things like, how do you spell racist? NYPD. It was a terrible time for America. And we knew that if those kind of things happened in New York City and San Francisco, then they would come straight to Raleigh, Missouri as well. And Raleigh would fall. And we knew we couldn't let that happen, son. We knew we had to protect this good place, so we rallied together and we made sure that Raleigh would stay a nice
at the
Christian,
rally for rally.
At the rally for rallies, we made sure that Raleigh, Missouri would always be free of terror and would always be nice, clean, white and Christian,
which is why you gotta start them young. I mean, that's the whole imperative, right?
I mean, if you don't get to them while they're young, they grow up and they start getting ideas.
Oh, ideas are terrible for fertility.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's true. It's refreshing to hear a woman admit that.
Oh, it's well known.
Yeah, thinking makes women barren. It sucks.
When you're mating with a woman, you can't be thinking about other things.
Well, you know, you get the ideas in your head, and it actually fills up the space where a baby is supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, that's the idea space.
Yeah. And then that leads to
abortion.
That's
why Republicans love dumb blondes, because like they're like, space that she would have had. Although the blondes are dumb, it's just a genetic disorder.
blonde hair. Red hair is also a genetic disorder, I believe.
Oh, no, it's a serious thing. I think there's a reason why. I think Patrick is on to something, you know, really important, which is why Republicans, you know, love dumb blondes.
It's because of the idea space.
Yeah, exactly.
And because you have to be able to get the...
You got to be able to get all the seed in, you know?
Into the idea space, and it has to be completely empty of any ideas so that the seed can fit.
It can
just nestle up in there.
This increases massive seeds. I mean, you don't want those seeds to be competing with, like, Descartes and, like, fucking Freud.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's why you have to get to them before they learn about those things, like when they're really, really young.
Oh, you can't fill up your uterus with Descartes. You can't fill up your uterus with Freud.
Oh, there they go. Those Antifa filling up.
Oh, God, I bet you learned some calculus.
Filling up the bellies of our daughters with Freud and Voltaire and
the bellies of our daughters should be ready for Roy Moore.
They got my daughter into high. Digger, and I said never again.
Wow.
Never again. Hallelujah.
This is the only way we can save America.
Well, guys, I think that deserves a little round of applause.
Oh, yeah, about that.
Oh, yeah.
That was like
here at the
11 minutes of solid gold ripping.
Here at the Apocalypse, we treat ourselves very nicely. We give ourselves everything we need to sustain our belief in a better world.
And in Jesus.
Yes, and in Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that was exhausting.
Jesus is magic, everyone. Not only is Jesus magic, Jesus is going to make us all rich.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean,
he shits money.
Exactly,
yeah,
but
just easy. You just need to have him stay in your house for a bit, and then you come and you collect his stool afterwards.
Exactly, but you can't tell him about it, though.
All right, so are we gonna?
He thinks he's giving his money away, but the trick is to get it.
Okay, guys, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
That was a recap of the previous episode.
Welcome, yeah. Everyone.
About what's going on in America? About what the deal is?
Oh,
about
God.
what the skinny is?
Oh, it's so bad.
About what's the 10-4, guys? You know
how bad is it?
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
It's easy to lose track.
On a scale of 10 to 4.
Yeah.
To 4.
Yeah.
Which is bad. The scale goes backwards.
Yeah.
In police terms.
Right,
it's
right.
If it's a 10, it's fine. If it's a 4, all hell is breaking loose. Automatic weapons is just a 4.
What if it's a 2? It's a 2.
That just doesn't exist. Forget it. That's nuclear war.
Oh my God, yeah. So it's a scale.
A 3 sometimes happens.
Couldn't you just have the scale go from 1 to 10? And have 10 be worse?
No, I mean, you just don't understand, like, the intricacies of police work.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have it be.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, like, a whole precedent. There's a whole historical... I mean, I don't expect you to really be able to wrap your mind around it without having, you know, decades of experience.
I mean, I've heard the phrase...
On the streets.
I've heard the phrase Blue Lives Matter, but I just don't really think I'm on that kind of an intellectual level.
So the thing is that actually the police is actually run by the Smurfs.
I was going to ask is, are they blue? You know, are they really blue? Like,
most of them
look white or like black or Latino or Asian or like Dominican.
No,
or
but
like,
it was actually set up back in the
Pakistani.
80s. It was actually set up back in the 80s by the International Organization of Smurfs.
Okay.
As a way of making sure
to get people of different races to just be mean to the citizens of New York.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a beautiful thing, the NYPD. Because they're not really blue, is my point. Like, if they were blue, I feel like I would be more inclined to support them. Because I'd be like, guys, like, they have to enforce the law and everyone. And plus, if they're blue, they're marked. So they can never get away with anything. You know,
if his skin
is blue and he's taking money, you know that shit's not right. You're like, yo, I thought that blue lives mattered. You're blue, man. You're stealing money. This is unreal.
But do you think people will be walking around in blue face, just like trying to get away with shit? Like, hey, give me a
trying to impersonate
donut.
The police. Well, that's harder than a uniform, I assume, because they're not nude. They still wear, you know, like you still have to get the uniform also.
And a badge.
An extra. And then that shit will smear off. I'm saying that they will tattoo every inch of their nude bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with blue ink.
They'll go to any length.
Wait, is this Braveheart?
What?
It sounds like Braveheart.
No, but they didn't tattoo. They didn't tattoo his dick.
Well, it depends on who you ask. I mean, sometimes they say they're...
The Scottish tend to exaggerate sometimes. Yeah.
It's just the Scottish that are known for that.
French also.
France yeah. man.
Blue Lives Matter. It's a, you know, but it's a tough concept, I think, for a lot of people.
Also, what
you
is
have
life?
To be, you, know, you have to like be, you have to be so smart to really understand Blue Lives Matter, and that is why I think so many liberals just don't.
And also
get
because
it.
Let's be real.
Oh.
Because of George Soros.
Oh, right. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, Jad doesn't always remember the bits that we anyways, set out ahead of time, but it's
oh,
all
you
right.
listened to the Apocalypse. We didn't really do the call-in, you know? So anyways, my name's Pat. I'm the host of the Apocalypse. I resigned from Newsweek less than a month ago.
After less than a day.
Wow.
After less than a day. I didn't even make it one whole Newsweek. I made it just one news day.
Almost a news
day. Did you
day.
Tell them that?
No,
did
I should have.
Did you nude?
Put your arms over your head no. with two peace signs and say, "News day, motherfuckers"?
Like, take it down. No, I left after one day because I felt that the Apocalypse was a little bit too highbrow. You know, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. I'm not gonna soil the Apocalypse with Newsweek. And you can Google this if you're one of the like 100 people that listen to us, or if you're one of the like 4 FSB agents in St. Petersburg that listen to us on an unsecure fucking computer. Also, please do Google this. This is true. I was employed by Newsweek for one day, and then I had to quit.
Wait, is that on Google? Does like
it is on Google? Yeah, and they were well, whatever. My article's on Google, but they were gonna try and sell Jesus out, and they're like, check out all this silver.
They're trying to cut his dick off.
I was like, no, you can't.
Yeah, you can't have the dick of our Lord.
So the point is, we're very highbrow. And, Jad here is a famous colorist.
Oh, yes. My name is Jad Slayman. I fear nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
I'm a co-host of the Apocalypse. I work on toothpaste commercials by day, and I slay for the Apocalypse at night.
All right.
One of our heroes, our true heroes.
Truly one of our heroes.
Oh, you all flatter me.
We got my co-host going way back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, me and
brain.
Patty.
Well, yeah. What do you do? What's your name?
My name is Sarah Steele. I eat brains. I crunch numbers and rip people's dicks off by day.
Oh, and the police.
Killed my mom.
Yeah, the police killed her mom. It's true. It's factual. The things that we say, everything that we've said so far is true, and that should be horrifying to you. And if you're one of those FSB agents or you're one of our real listeners, Google it. It's true. Fuck you.
Everybody's trying to get us.
Everyone's trying to fucking betray us.
Everyone's
the exact
trying to,
same way that Jesus was betrayed.
They're watching us like hawks.
What?
They're watching us like hawks.
They're watching us like
betrayed by your own disciples.
Like spy drones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Betrayed by your own disciples.
Sometimes I just think one of these days they're going to come get us, the Apocalypse.
You know, I wonder which one of you fuckers is going to betray me. Sometimes I do think about it. Like I'm not thinking about it all the time, but I do think about it.
I've gotten offers, you know. I mean, I've gotten offers to betray Pat.
Of course,
to betray the Apocalypse.
Many have.
They're paying good money to pay it out. I mean,
on the treason.
And they're like, John, we're willing to work with you.
Speaking,
what do you want to do in your life?
What do you do?
I eat brains. And I make models of human decisions.
Interesting. So you make decisions for models?
I mean, only if they let me, you know.
Yeah.
I'm into the consent-driven
You're a model advisor. You're an advisor to hot girls.
Models of human decisions. Is that like an abstract expressionist thing? Like out of clay?
I mean, it's like a nude expressionist
thing. No, it's
thing.
Much cooler than that.
Oh, okay.
It's
wow.
like...
I didn't know
like
there was
what
a job
I do, except for she actually knows how to do it.
I didn't know there was an
it's
actual
like what
job.
I wish I could do.
Honestly, if we actually combined our powers to, like, try...
In, like, 5 years...
we'll learn a little bit more about shit.
We have an app that, like, overthrows governments.
Well, I mean...
I'll bet you could construct it. It'd be pretty easy, probably.
It's been done before.
It has kind of been done, yeah.
It's kind of been done before.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's in the past.
We could just bring rock to the world through the Apocalypse.
We do bring rock to the world, but what's the point, you know? Does
what's
the world
point?
Really
yeah.
deserve it?
I mean, what does anything actually matter? I think that's one of our cards for tonight is like...
I'm sorry.
Do we actually think that
one of our cards...
I think it's safe to say the Apocalypse definitely does not matter.
That's true.
Let's not get into that yet. I mean,
let's not get into that yet. We also have... Osama bin Reggae. The world's most wanted marijuana farmer.
Marijuana farmer and jihadist by day and devout Christian by night.
On the well, on the podcast, you gotta, if you have a problem with Jesus, we'll kill you. Yeah. That's our motto, you know?
Yeah.
And I wanted to hang that in my store, and they were like, hey, that's like a threat. And I was like, threat.
No, I mean, you have to kill people so that the sun comes up tomorrow.
That's well, oh, that's a, whoa.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, man. Gotta, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this requires a public service announcement about the sun, doesn't it?
Yeah,
here we have the sun.
Yeah, yeah, you all take that for granted. You think that's just like a funny fucking song? You think that's just there for your entertainment?
Like, read a fucking book, New York.
Yeah, exactly. Wake up.
Like, sheeple. The Aztecs, you know? Like, what? Back, you heard about the Mayans? No, the Aztecs. Like, it's all about keeping the sun coming up every day. What do you think that comes? Do you think that comes for free? There ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
Why do you think the Aztecs were so into blood sacrifices? And why do you think this country is going straight down the fucking tubes?
Mm. The people are just not willing to step up anymore.
No, it's
and
true.
Sacrifice themselves for our Lord.
And yeah. By step up, we mean step up and throw yourself.
Like literally,
on the
yeah, yeah, yeah. Like literally, yeah. Like climb a ladder, up, yes. up steps, and yeah. Then like.
To the top of a right. Ziggurat.
Because the thing is that if you... People don't realize what you can do with acceleration. You know? Like a person falling...
And accelerants as
they
well.
They fall
you
very fast.
Them. You yep. Can burn them as well.
That's true. If you light yourself on fire and you climb up the stairs and then you fall down your stairs and you're like, oh, shit! Everyone will be like, oh, fuck. You know, like, mm-hmm. He thought strategically.
Which things do the... Like, what form of death is the best for getting the most bang for your buck in terms of, like, bodies? Like, do you need to have a particular type of person that you kill? Or is it more about the
wait,
manner
why am I killing
of the
people?
Death? For to bring up the sun, if you want to, like, grow crops or
oh,
whatever.
The sun, yeah. Just having...
I'd say the more round you are, the more the sun smiles on you.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you fatten them up for a while.
Yeah, because the sun's round.
That explains America very well, actually. Yeah. That really, that is why we have such a plentiful harvest in this country. Because we fatten our population and then we sacrifice them on the altar.
Well, and now that these liberals are so concerned about, like, you know, trans fats, now that's why we're having a problem.
Trans people on the other side.
It doesn't, you know, when you think about, like, the Mayan sacrifice, like, it wasn't written on their tablets that they had to sacrifice virgins. They just did that because they liked to jack off during it. You know? So, they were like, you can sacrifice everyone. Yeah, but they were like, yeah, but we might as well. Like, this is a masturbating thing. Like, let's be real. You know, like, we're bringing the sun up. Like, it's orbiting. It's like day-night cycle. There's just so much about it, you know? And, yeah, they could have just... They could have, like, just killed our poor missing friend, Johnny B-Roll.
Yeah.
But now, they... Well, nope. But they chose to... they chose to kill virgins instead.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and
what
it
I,
worked for a while.
Speaking of virgins, what I always wondered about ISIS, which Osama bin Jihad al-Weed might be able to tell us about, is that if you have sex with 72 virgins, like, consensually... Do you just explode? Like the next morning you wake up and like just your car bursts. You're like, I didn't want to.
In this life, please. Not in the afterlife.
Comment. Go. Oh. Comment now.
Well, unfortunately, you'd have to explode first to get to the 72 virgins.
Pause and save.
Well, you have to explode first to get to the 72 virgins.
But we're asking, is the inverse also true?
Is the inverse also true? Because this is science, after all.
If you fuck 72 virgins, do you explode?
It's an endless loop. You know, you fuck 72 virgins, you explode, you fuck another 72 virgins, and then you explode. And that's it. That's what, you know, heaven is about, this eternity.
Right.
Of just virgins and your dick being blown off.
Just explosions.
And dick explosions.
It's beautiful.
Oh, my God. But do you realize how many people do not fuck 72 virgins in this life? This place is a den of sin.
So if you just blow your dick off, you get like 36 virgins? I mean, you didn't actually die, but if you just blow your dick off, like they save like 36.
Speaking of blowing my dick.
Speaking of blowing your dick.
I used to be able to blow my dick.
Are you that flexible?
No, it's just that my spine is strangely shaped.
Oh, you have like some weird scoliosis? Some kinky scoliosis.
Yeah, but then I was smacked in the head in the parking lot in Jersey. And And then I was like, fuck you, man. And I walked away. And then I thought I was fine. And then I collapsed while I was taking a piss later. And I injured my back.
Oh. And now you can't suck your dick anymore?
No, I can do it, but it's just less.
Oh.
You know.
You used to really be able to get good
these
traction.
Are the things, man. These.
No, it was more symbolic. It was more like, it was more like, you see this? You know? Like, you think you're better than me? You think your God is bigger than mine?
No, it's about self-love.
I'm not gay, but it's like I didn't mind giving myself a blowjob. You know, I feel like that's not gay. And it doesn't matter if it is gay, like it's fine.
Did you produce?
Not well, it's too it was a little coercive onto my own self, you know. Like I kinda had to fucking hit my own head down a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Jed.
But it was worth it, right?
It was worth it to just be like,
do you miss
yes,
it?
I can't. No.
But it's not the same thing as having sex with a virgin, you know?
I definitely don't want to. It's more fun to suck my own dick than to have sex with a virgin.
Yeah.
That's but like a traumatic.
Right, but it doesn't have any kind of like implications for the afterlife or like for the next life. Like if you suck your own dick, it doesn't get you anywhere.
Oh, that's a really dark pickup line that you should never use. It's, you just meet someone and you're like, you know that if you take a girl's virginity, she has to be your slave in the afterlife. And then they went off to go see Casablanca.
Yeah, I mean, I had to tell this one lady, like, when I met her, I just had to be like, listen, this isn't going to score you any points with God, okay?
No, nothing does.
We can have a great time, but you know, if you're trying to sort of get up that ladder or like do your dharma or whatever, you're going to have to go somewhere else. Yeah, I roll all the time.
Yeah. Yep,
it's great.
Okay,
it's
well, fun. Hey, welcome back to the Apocalypse. God is great.
There's
Jesus has come
God
back.
Is great. Jesus is the light in our forgiveness.
If there's one thing that our forgiveness needs, it's fucking light, you know?
And Radio Free Brooklyn.
Oh, speaking of which.
I mean, like...
You guys are listening to the Apocalypse.
On Radio Free Brooklyn. It's really... I mean, there's like Jesus, Radio Free Brooklyn. I mean, is it even worth drawing
and
a distinction between the two?
Something that's like Jesus and Radio Free Brooklyn and like the demiurge?
Oh man, when you're talking about urges, I think I know where you're going with
this. No, but I'm talking about like...
The center of our universe?
It might have something to do with the way that the universe is shaped. Yeah,
right. I mean, I studied a little bit of physics back in the day, yeah. You know, like not a whole lot.
It's like background for like your brain shit.
Some of my friends.
They like fuck some brain, study some physics.
And a lot of my friends, like they went to like the cool classes with like Brian Greene with like the Elegant Universe and like he was like quantum physics.
Yeah, pause him to save.
Quantum physics, you know, Einstein, string theory. Yeah, what you really need to understand about the motion of the heavenly bodies is that it
very
all
heavenly.
Comes down to, on Earth at least, in our local cluster. And
well, spiritually speaking also. I mean, everything spiritually.
Yeah, for most of the Milky Way, it's Tom Tenney. Tenney.
Yeah. Why do you think they call it the Milky Way?
Because of his jism.
And because he's very white.
Oh,
two of them.
Yeah.
He's very white, and... He produces a lot of ejaculate.
But the thing is, he never
and
comes.
And he's the founder of...
Tom Tenney never comes.
No, Tom Tenney
That's
comes.
A great paradox.
He's the
We know
president.
The universe
he's like
is...
Sting. He's like Sting.
We know that it, you know, the universe is made of his ejaculate, but no one's actually seen him produce. So,
no, but
you know,
I mean,
which is a big problem for physicists.
I know that I breathe air. You know, I know that I can think. So there, I know that Tom Tenney produces, you know, it's like... it was like, factum ergo apocalcast. You know, it's like, I think, therefore I apocalcast.
Yeah, you know? I've heard
so
that.
So it's like, therefore Tom Tenney is ejaculating, therefore like the universe spins. And speaking of things that we have to do to keep the world working the way it is you gotta kill some people to bring the sun back up.
Oh,
like
right.
It's down now.
I mean, I was.
And
say,
I know that it usually comes up, but the mainstream media is telling me that it's going to come up.
No.
So let's
I mean,
go kill
Friday
some people.
Friday at 2 p.m. It's like kind of like the eclipse all over again.
The eclipse was brutal. We have some footage of the eclipse that we'll bring back
at
some point.
I was just
screaming it. I was just pointing up, and I was like, "Oh fuck! Oh shit! It's the eclipse! Fuck! The sun is gone! Why is the sun gone, mommy? Oh,
because you
Jesus.
Touch yourself at night.
It's true.
Because daddy hasn't fucked a 16-year-old girl lately. So you know." This has to happen.
I think it has a lot to do with liberals.
Because they renounce teenager fucking.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of a...
They've taken away a right.
Yep.
They didn't... What they don't understand is that this country, you know, is built on that.
Yeah, it's like, teenage fucking is the oil that lubricates the sun.
Oh God, the eating! Well, here at the Apocalypse have been, we've been, you know, struggling a little bit with ourselves, like, wondering, like...
Are we pure?
Yeah. Like, is it even worth it? Like,
will God approve when we finally meet him?
Does any of it even really matter?
What's the point of having a show? Are we just like a trippy version of like a Prairie Home Companion, but without the rape?
There's plenty of rape on the Apocalypse.
There's discussion like of rape, but there's not.
80% of our original ideas for this particular show involved lots and lots of rape.
Well, yeah. Because Roy Moore.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
what do you want us to not?
We were like not prepared, really. I mean, you should have listened to the Apocalypse.
Yeah, we did try to warn you.
We did try to warn you, but actually, apparently, you did. Apparently, you did listen to the Apocalypse.
So thank you.
Well,
we'd also appreciate it if you would.
If you would send us your virgin's blood.
And also, you could.
If you could go to patreon.org/Radio Free Brooklyn and subscribe.
Oh, you know the thing about, like, Amanda Palmer and Patreon? I guess Patreon recently, like, changed their fees or whatever so that, like, they, like, charge a service fee.
Oh, cool. They should.
No, but it's, like, pushing a lot of smaller artists out. And I guess, like, people got really upset at Amanda Palmer of the Dresden Dolls. She's, like, married to Neil Gaiman. So people are like, oh, well, he has money, so you shouldn't be on Patreon. And it just makes no... I don't know. It's like this thing where like people are upset that she gets paid for her work.
Yeah, that's a good point. People
I don't know.
Upset.
I mean, like, we're much better than Bob Dylan, but I don't think we could ever hold a candle to Amanda Palmer. Like,
as
Amanda
long as it's not,
Amanda fucking
Palmer. I don't
Palmer.
Know who that is, but...
Oh, yeah, she's...
She's in the Dresden Dolls.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know who that is.
She's a pretty awesome chick.
Cool.
Godless.
She killed God?
She is a god.
She
like her and
God.
Jesus are like smoking blunts in the bathroom right now.
Well, I mean, we've really gotten.
I'd say
we're talking about things that I don't understand.
She's in the pocket of George Soros.
Oh well.
Oh,
do you remember that time when you confronted George Soros when we went out for a night on the town?
Oh man, yeah, we ran into fucking George. We ran into George Soros.
Who did you run into?
Oh, I ran into George Soros at an Israeli restaurant, of course.
Come here, you little boy. What is your name?
Oh, well, my name is Jad Ali Slayman.
Now tell me, are you a fearful boy?
I only fear God. Otherwise, I fear nothing.
Excellent. Well, I have something to tell you, my dear Jad.
Oh, what do you have to say to me? I'm just a God-loving Christian.
Well, the secret is, my boy, there is no God, so you should fear nothing.
I only fear one thing, and that's God. And that's my God, not your God, you globalist cuck.
There is no God.
Jeez, you really burned George Soros there. That was a dark carnival with George Soros. Riding around, stealing children, fucking them in front of all the carnival goers, saying, your grandchildren will all be half black. Ugh. Watch me fuck this carny with five hands.
Yeah, he told me every single illegitimate...
Soros is a sick fuck.
Yeah, I know, and then he told me every single illegitimate child that he had would, like, attend college and everything like that. I thought it was so disgusting.
Well, also that they would team up.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, they would fucking
on science projects.
Mm-mm.
And they would
listen. Only the alt-right knows this.
And they were.
But it's—I gotta admit, it's true. Is that all the Soros seed and offspring are gonna all fuse into a larger Soros?
Yeah, they're gonna form
mega
a
Yep,
they're gonna form a labor union, man.
And it'll rise out of some swamp, and all the fucking idiots will be like, "See, we were right." And then a giant 900-foot Soros. We'll come up. Oh, yeah. Guys, I got some bad news.
What?
It's great news. What are you talking about? It's
we were talking about soul searching, and we need to know what kind of a show we are, right? So we made note cards. because we were like, are we a game show or a regular show? So I got some bad news.
Okay. Lay it on us.
Stephen Hawking is a pervert.
Really?
Yeah.
The more you know, man.
I knew it.
You just need to arm yourself. You need to be prepared.
Did you ever see that movie?
Expecting to like learn about like string theory and the effect of Tom Tenney's dick on the movement of the celestial
bodies. Well, that was
an
entire Harvard study about Tom Tenney's dick, but we don't need to get into
that. But
can Stephen Hawking still get boners?
Oh yeah.
It's a miracle of modern science.
No, it's not. It's just. It's just a miracle.
Yeah.
Has Stephen Hawking had an orgasm since 1970, whatever?
He's had more orgasms than you have, man.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He's like Tom Tenney, man. It's just these people that are so much smarter than we are.
The last shall be first. And the first last. Yeah.
Well, or the first shall be first and the last shall be last, I think. It was just a mistranslation. They were just drunk. They were like, yeah, first, last, last, first, whatever. Oh, it sounds better the other way.
First come, first serve.
Are these edits good? Yeah, whatever. Just publish it. Fuck. You know, and guy was like, no. Like, I meant that the last will be last. What are you, stupid?
The guy who came up with first come, first serve, he was really pissed about that shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he was like, no, that's the way the world actually is. Why are you making the other one a religion?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a pretty groovy point, too, isn't it?
Yeah, like, why would you have a religion that just doesn't tell you about the real world? Where fucking the first are not last, and the last are not first.
So, yeah, that Stephen Hawking bit was great. That really ate up a lot of air time. So let's.
I'm going to start a religion.
Let's move on to the.
Guys, I'm going to start a religion, and it's going to describe the world as it actually is. Mm. How about that?
Well,
there's a radical notion.
I'm going to save the theory of history for later.
Yeah,
because we need to have.
You know what? And that's where the Apocalypse can really like fit in, because like it was the Apocalypse that predicted that like Trump would win the election
using our model of dick pain and hell energy.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that we can really use this to benefit other people. I think we can take this on the road.
But you want to open in like the Apocalypse consulting agency?
Well, that sounds like a problem between you and Jesus. Am I right?
You should never let anything.
So, hey, welcome back to the podcast. We were just telling a groovy story about how way back when our friend Jad confronted an evil man named George Soros.
Oh yeah, what was I saying about that?
I don't know, whatever, you and Soros got into a little scuffle.
Oh yeah, well we have our kerfuffles, you know, occasionally.
And we all pay for our kerfuffles when Jesus.
Yeah, he pays for my kerfuffles.
And he also pays for shrimp.
And he pays for protesters as well.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, well, I was talking about Jesus pays
George
for
Soros
shrimp.
Is George just
Soros
a man
just pays. George Soros doesn't pay for any fucking shrimp.
He's just a man who's made of money.
Yep, but no shrimp.
Yeah.
Of a man who has nothing. George Soros is a man with nothing but money, but no shrimp for the people.
Jesus had no money. That's why he had to offer up his body.
And shrimp. He was a fucking fisherman. Actually, no, he was a carpenter. But whatever.
Well, but he was like, he had a whole thing with like some fish. I think he was like super into the fish as well.
Well, you know, who wouldn't be? If there's not much to do, you know, you're on a river in Palestine.
What, are you going to make some chairs?
Yeah, just make chairs and fucking have sex with fish. Slow life down south. All the chair making and table making and fish fucking. And
the fish was the original fleshlight.
Just many a lonely fisherman. Way down in the bayou.
Yeah, the bayou of Israel.
Yeah. That Israeli bayou. Looking for a lonely fish.
What, to have sex with?
I guess, I don't know, stupid bit. Anyways. really quickly, can we talk about the twin miracles?
Yes, we should definitely.
Yo, Osama bin Rage, how do I say miracle in Arabic? So I can learn it.
Mojiza.
Say it clearer.
Mojiza.
Cool. So when I listen to the podcast, I'll learn a word in Arabic.
Mojiza?
Mojiza.
Mojiza. Swizzle. So the two miracles. Today, the Filthy Maudlins, your humble band that sometimes plays on the podcast, was on the way to the podcast. We were on a fucking bus. Actually, no, we were on the way to get equipment for the podcast. But we were in the process of making the podcast.
It was on our journey.
It was on our
our journey for the podcast.
And we almost fucked up. Like we were undeserving. We were sinners. We were sinners in the eyes of the Lord. I mean, you know, do we really like always get to work on time? Like, no. I mean, have we always been like nice to all of the people around us?
No, not at all. And this God is, you know, is really sort of a fearsome God who doesn't let shit go.
Yeah. So we were like, God is going to make us late for the Apocalypse. We're sitting on this bus like a bunch of fucking assholes. The MTA are.
Well, we were trying to go sit on this bus. Yeah. We were running off the train because
the train is cursed.
The train is. Yeah. The train is just a betrayal. Like yeah. The train is.
It's the betrayal.
Yeah. Yeah. The M train is like M is for murder.
For mooks.
Yeah. But you know the doors.
It's for mozzarella. Hey.
The doors had closed. The bus was going. The bus was okay, on. Okay, yeah, so we're approaching
the bus. The bus was about to start, and then I said, "No, no, Mr. Bus Driver, please don't go." And the bus driver paused and opened it, and it was a woman.
It was a lady bus driver.
Lady bus driver, and she said, "Get on, kids." Hey, she was Amelia Earhart, and she was like, "Hey, kids, get on the bus." So we got on the bus. And we sat down, we were like, oh, Jesus. We were like, that is a cool fucking bus driver.
Right. You know?
And she was just driving and driving and driving.
Like she didn't even care that we were undeserving.
Yeah, she didn't care. She was like, fine, I'm just like Jesus. He drove a bus, you know? And, you know, in Nazareth, where there's no Christmas, you know, to protest Trump.
That's where we find the remains of that bus.
Yeah. Speaking to the mic.
We were driving in the bus. And she's just passing objects, passing cars, passing stoplights, passing trees. The headlights illuminating the treetops, illuminating the pedestrians. And then as she's barreling down the road, crossing an intersection, a young gentleman on a bicycle, just sped out, ran the light, like it was nothing, without caring. And she just fucking went into action like fucking Luke Skywalker. It was Han Solo.
The reflexes.
More like Han Solo because it's a large.
Right. It was like the Millennium Falcon. Yeah, like, it was more like the Falcon. You know, like threading the needle. She totally threaded.
She like, threaded the needle like beautifully. And on top of it, like you could feel her being like, fuck yeah. Like it was very cool. So
not today, Satan.
Yeah, not today, Satan. Not today. So just as he fucking like barreled through the intersection, she literally just tilted the bus like without thinking, like way out of the way, because she like had space. She was aware of like her space on her left.
The entire bus levitated 16 feet off of the ground,
and then just rotated.
And his dick grew 3 inches.
My dick was huge. And then as we were getting off the bus, I was like, hey, bus driver lady, thank you. And she was like, all right, you kids.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Have a good day.
And that's
not
how
today,
knew.
Satan. That's, not today.
That's how we knew that Jesus was smiling on us.
And it was cool. It was like Jesus didn't want a man to die and Jesus loves the podcast. Also, I saved an old man from a bus years ago.
Wait, so is that like a third miracle?
Maybe it relates. I swear, there's this old guy was like going to cross the street. I was waiting to cross the street with a bunch of people in New York on the Upper West Side. And there was this old man, just feeble, with a cane, you know?
Like Cain and Abel.
Yeah. Well, Cain and Feeble was also the third brother that just was too stupid to be involved at all. You know? So as he was going to walk out into the intersection, everybody sort of looked at me like, is that bus going to crush that old man? And we're all kind of like looking at each other like, yeah, it is going to kill him, right? And like, yeah, it is, you know? So it's basically a contest as to who wants to knock over an old man. Because the only way to save him at this point, like you can't prevent him from being hit by the bus without violently throwing him to the ground. You know, just grabbing him, breaking his arms, and just throwing him onto the fucking concrete.
And, you know, break a hip, the 40% survival rate is like...
Oh, is that true?
It's not good. Past a certain age, it's...
Now that I know that, the next one might die. Because I'll think twice. Huh. Was I wrong?
You just gotta shield their
Maybe
hips.
That man
killed thousands of people. You never know. Probably not. He was very old.
Wait, that's plenty of time, though.
I'm going to go with he's probably dead already. That's sad. Really makes you think, you know? Like, if I hadn't been there, a man would be dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
But does anything really matter anyway?
No, that's a good point. Okay, so we've been plumbing the depths, examining ourselves. Just, the examining.
Self-examination. You grab your tits, like, you look for freckles.
I'm examining myself.
You get, like, a mirror. Yeah. You sit on a chair,
and you just smush your balls up into the mirror.
Yeah. It doesn't have to do with anything like cultural or psychological or anything like that.
No.
Purely physical, yeah. Yeah, we've been examining ourselves.
Cultural, yeah. It's just silly. But
nothing to do with.
So two miracles led us to be here. Possibly three. Wow, fucking think about that. All right. Which religion is the best? We've made cards. So that we can appreciate the podcast, so that we can, like, sort of try and have a purpose to the show. So we've written down ideas on cards. So, debate. Which religion is best?
Oh, well, listen, this is a high-minded debate.
Jed, what do you think?
Which religion is the best?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Catholicism is the best, because Catholicism, you can just take any kind of flaws or ambiguities about somebody and just turn them against them, and you get and go, like, you're a sinner, and it's a very simple idea. And it happens to work.
It's arousing.
For some reason,
it's just weird. Catholicism makes me very, 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 very aroused.
I mean, provided you're the one sort of, like, in control.
I'm not even gay, and just Jesus is just.
And they say really, the clergy has to be celibate, but that, you know, I mean, that not everybody knows that's not true.
We all masturbate to Jesus. Like,
I mean, because they all masturbate to Jesus, and, you know,
a lot of skin up there.
Jesus is hot, man.
Yeah. Dude,
has some fucking abs,
dude. You know, I mean, there were orgies at the Vatican, so clearly, you know, they're not really serious.
Yeah,
about
but they
that
weren't
rule.
The friendly kind of.
They're a little rough. Cast. That's the whole thing. It's very rough.
Yeah, it's a lot rough. I mean, to be fair,
crown of thorns, cat of nine tails,
and also they kill you afterwards. It's like the, you know,
and then they eat your brains. That's what I liked about Catholicism. That's the best part.
20 priests fuck you, and then they eat part of your brain while, like, showing you that they're eating your brain, and then they kill you, and that's just for confirmation. Easter is even worse.
I don't know. I mean, Catholicism is pretty great, but, like,
You got me there, sister.
I'm really into Snapchat.
Is that against
lately.
Catholicism? Do I have to stop Snapchatting
my
penis?
I mean, there's a lot of dick pics. There's definitely a lot. Mm. But they're always, like, fun dick pics. They're like, oh.
Well, as long as it's consensual dick pics.
They're usually, like, group chat dick pics.
Oh, really?
It's very odd.
I send people pictures of my shit.
That was actually last week or 2 weeks ago. Last week on the Apocalypse.
Last week, I did. Well, also, I did it last week. I did it last week, and we discussed it last week on the Apocalypse.
Which, I mean, our loyal listeners will fondly remember.
At that FSB. Probably some Mossad.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
and definitely the Malaysians are just like, I know that they're trying to steal our shrimp.
The fucking Malays.
Yeah, they love shrimp.
I mean, who doesn't love shrimp, though? I mean, the thing with
shrimp is delicious. I wish I still ate it, but I don't, because I sympathize with the shrimp. You know, of all the creatures, there's an expression in Islam, speaking of which religion is the best, Osama bin Reggae. There's an expression in Islam about shrimp.
Yes, we say,
only when a man is fucking a shrimp.
Is he a man,
yeah. And it's been misinterpreted.
Yeah, how exactly is that?
You have to bang Danny DeVito.
Yeah, how does that work? Oh.
It's been misinterpreted into we have to cut off everyone's heads.
Okay, well.
Wait, so It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is, like,
yep.
Propaganda?
Yep, we're going to go into overtime here.
Whoa.
I know.
With, like, Bill Maher?
Yeah, but it won't cause us any problems because we're doing it here and not the other places. We can go into overtime without any pain or sorrow for me to come. I can cut it here and it'll be an hour to upload. Perfect hour to go on the air.
Wait, that was 18 minutes?
No, not quite, but I'm just preparing for the future. It's like that movie Sunshine when they have to reignite the sun. You know?
And they had to kill quite a few people.
Well, themselves. It was The Joy of Martyrdom. It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. So anyways, we here at the podcast just want to tell you that we think Christianity is the best religion. I think it's been settled. Okay. Also, we're going to talk about cards, but I'm going to kill time for now. I think that...
People have been trying to do that for, like, forever.
Well, because the thing is that we can upload the other segment independently. Doesn't matter. We just need to have 1 hour solid for tomorrow.
Which other segment?
Well, we can do our card segment, and then it'll be great to upload to permanent podcasts so that everybody can listen to it.
Okay.
And we'll just have garbage that our listeners can listen to that we're finishing up right now. You know?
I think you guys should introduce a horoscope segment.
Okay, let's do that. Great. Jad, tell us a horoscope.
Oh, let's see. Sagittarius. I think it's Sagittarius. Mm. You will kill with two nuts, and you're gonna Patrick, I don't know curve what these
ball?
Hand signals
is that like
are.
Curve ball?
Yeah. You're gonna cut someone's dick off. And you're gonna do it but you're gonna do it twice.
Yes.
You're gonna cut the guy with two dicks.
Charades with Jad.
Yeah, you're gonna castrate the guy that has two dicks who
did
the Reddit AMA.
It's just a circumcision. It's just a light circumcision.
I think it was like pretty clear. You know, you're gonna remove both penises.
You know what's great is that all the fucking rubes and like scumbags that listen to Radio Free Brooklyn won't even get to hear our high minded bit. They'll have to go seek it out on iTunes.
Or, you know...
And they probably won't, so they can go fuck themselves.
On our Patreon or, you know, our Apocal Twitter.
No one donates. No one tweets. No one cares about the podcast. It's
tweet
the best show in the fucking world.
Tweet us your virgin's blood.
Tweet us your virgin's blood or don't. Whatever, we don't really care.
It's ahead of its own time.
Nothing really matters anyway.
It is, and to think that...
It's definitely ahead of the end of time.
To think that they're going to have to drain all of our fluids just so that the sun can come up. You know?
What about the vitreous fluids of the eyeballs?
They're gonna fucking suck up the vitreous fluids of the eyeballs.
Oh man, what about in the semicircular canals?
Especially the semicircular canals. And don't you know the worst thing about the semicircular canals when fucking people are eating that part? Is that they scream,
that's the best part. It's like calamari.
Jesus, the semicircular canals!
Yeah.
Oh god, they're so delicious!
It's like the squids of the ears.
Isn't there some eyeball part or cheek part of like a fish that you eat?
What cheek
from
part?
Way back when.
Do fish have cheeks?
They sure do. And people gobble up them fish cheeks. It's interesting.
Actually, the guppies really do have some cute cheeks.
Yeah, but they're not tasty.
Have you tried one?
No, so you're right. I can't rightly say that they're not delicious. Maybe the most delicious fucking thing
they're
in the
like
world.
The pugs of fish.
Yeah, and sunshine just comes right out their asshole. But... that would be cute if there were little fish that shat rainbows. I'll bet they'll genetically engineer that. You know, have them poop a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be surprised if that doesn't already exist.
I'm sure it doesn't.
With CRISPR and everything.
It does. It does, and you have to be, like, sort of on a special diet to do it.
Oh, cool. Well, you guys have been listening to the podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you're just stumbling across the podcast...
Please send us a message on our Apocal Twitter.
Yeah, we're so lonely. Yeah, we're alone, and... terribly, terribly unhappy.
Who's going to help us fight the traitors? Yeah. Who's going to stand with Jesus?
And when I say unhappy, we hear the podcast are really unhappy. And it's all because...
Are you unhappy like a regular person or like an indignant Christian?
Well, I do everything as an indignant Christian, man. So, yeah, it's just... You should know that Jesus is coming back, all right? Like, we can't sugarcoat it. Sugarcoat it.
We're not going to sugarcoat it. Jesus is coming back.
I can't even
with the machine
sugarcoat
gun.
It. Sugar coat it. Great.
Yeah.
You guys have been listening to the Apocalypse. Why not?